record this part for other people. So, peace, I'm going to repeat what we just said, that we're offering qualities to the grid, peace, abundance, compassion, what else do we say, light, love, yes, beautiful. The reason that we're starting off with anchoring in qualities into the flower of life grid that we've been meditating with sound to bring into being is that we're moving into, with the frequencies, the cosmic rays, the astrological energies that are coming onto the planet at this time, we're moving into the time of towards universal consciousness, the universal, the ninth wave of the galactic Mayan calendar. We are in the galactic wave, the eighth wave, and the ninth wave actually starts March 9th, 2011. But as we've been talking about, as of November 3rd, we entered the final phase of the galactic underworld, the eighth step on the ninth step to the Mayan calendar, moving up towards 2012. And the galactic underworld, the seventh day of the galactic underworld, brings a completion, because there's 6 days and 6 nights of each stage of evolution, each of the nine stages. And the seventh day is the final or completion of that phase. So along with the completion of the seventh day of the galactic underworld, astrologically, we've been having many astrological energies to balance the male and female polarities on the planet. And the most recent balance that we've been working with is we've had Venus literally going down in the night skies and Mars rising in the night skies, meaning that we've had a time when Venus has been in Scorpio, meaning that we're going into the depths of the underworld, the depths of Pluto, where the deep powers reside, the powers, the strength, and the shadows and the mystery. So we've had time, and we're still in that time where we're looking deep into the psyche of how we interact with the feminine essence on the planet, on Gaia herself, who is, of course, the nurturer, the mother, the holder of all life. So it's really been a time of introspection. And whether you've gone deeply into introspection in your own life and noticed what you want to do with your creative feminine energy, so to speak, and what you want to bring forth in the future, or you've just noticed more with more awareness some things that are happening around you, or you've noticed increased sensory expression. In other words, as we've gone into these deeper frequencies in the seventh day of the galactic underworld, one thing that happens is we open up our multidimensional selves. We open up more senses, more sensory perception. And I thought that it was a wonderful example of that when we were talking at the beginning of the call of seeing the orbs of light, what I call orbs of light, which can also be described as angels or beings that are here with us on the planet. So as we move into these different dimensions, these new galactic waves, these frequencies that are coming through, it expands our awareness into these deeper and deeper frequencies and deeper understanding of our connection with maybe elements, maybe orbs, maybe people, maybe our own qualities that we hadn't been as aware of. Because as we've been building this grid and now we're filling the grid, the flower of life is intersecting circles. It's made of 6 intersecting circles, which make a whole big circle, which is the multidimensional grid that we've been building to hold these higher frequencies of light, the Aquarian age, around the planet. And what's pivotal in understanding the flower of life grid is that this, it is intersecting circles. And one thing that we're moving into with these increase in frequencies and astrologically getting deep, deep, deep into the feminine essence, into the feminine shadow. The feminine energy, when you think of, as an example, we can think of many, many examples, endless examples, but the archetypical example is Gaia, Mother Earth, how she holds all life and the interconnection of all life. So what we're really moving into is how we can embrace our interconnections and how we can really support each other with our connections so we don't feel that we're acting alone. So there's that shadow part of feeling separate from, of the patriarchal mindset that we've had on the planet. So with going deep into Venus into Scorpio, we've been going deep into where are the feelings of strength, and also where are the feelings where we felt separated from, whether it's separated from life, separated from something we want to powerfully contribute and birth and bring into the world, separated from our own divine masculine. This is the archetypical energies that we've been working with, that we've been looking at as a humanity, as a whole, and individually. So we've had Libra and Scorpio, and that's relationships, that's the balance, that's the harmony. So what is the balance and harmony between the divine masculine and the divine feminine in our own selves? And how is that reflected around us on the planet, in our daily lives, with the people that are in our lives? So it becomes very personal and also very planetary. And this is what we mean when we're saying that we're moving into the universal level, the ninth level, the ninth evolutionary wave of consciousness, according to the map that the Mayan shamans have given us in the calendar. So we're learning how to integrate these parts of ourselves personally and collectively so we can master these nine dimensions, these nine levels, to move into being creator beings. And we've talked about the first level being the crystalline core of the earth, which is also holds a hologram of this new frequency that we're creating, the flower of life. So the flower of life is around the planet, but it's also inside the planet. And we as creator beings are the ones that anchor in the frequency that starts at the core of the planet. And we talked about anchoring that in with the crystalline caves, each person having their own crystal, their own holographic crystal in the center of the earth. So we are the transmitters. We are the anchors of these frequencies that go from the core of the earth to the center of the Milky Way galaxy. That's how expanded of a being you are meant to be. That's how expanded of a creator being you are meant to be. And the way we do this is, as we've been talking about, balancing the divine masculine and the divine feminine in ourselves so we're totally complete and powerful beings, so we don't feel we have to repress any of ourselves, any of our gifts. So all of our gifts can be fully expressed. And with that full expression, we activate the connection between the inner crystalline core of the earth that we're anchoring in with the frequencies that are going around the earth that are actually being sent out to the center of the Milky Way galaxy. That's what we're talking about when we talk about how we start with the crystalline core or the first dimension or the first wave. So the first dimension is the first wave of consciousness that was created on the planet when we think of the nine steps of the pyramid. The second wave of consciousness is the wave of the elementals, or the level of how we can be on Earth and be in tune with being healthy on the planet. And again, as we look around us or maybe turn on the news, there's more and more information getting out to there's TV shows getting out to the general population, so to speak, of how to be healthy. More and more awareness of genetically modified foods aren't good for you. More and more awareness of herbs. More and more awareness of alternative health care. So that's an example of people waking up to the second dimension. So indigenous people knew that if they weren't healthy, they would just go out and talk to the plants and find out how the earth would heal them, what plants would heal them, what they would need to do, how they would need to cleanse to remain in balance. Again, the key word that we're working with here is balance. With the Libra in Scorpio, with the Mars and Venus that we've been working with, balancing the male and female polarities, everything, we have to move into balance to really embrace all of our power. So the second dimension, or the second wave of consciousness as that we embrace and learn to work with as creator beings is the level of the elementals. Then we move into 3D, the third dimension, which is linear time and space. And as we understand more and more of these frequencies, we realize, again, we're not limited by just linear time and space, that as the frequencies speed up, as you just as you want to manifest things, or as you're thinking about things, your thoughts are manifesting faster and faster. And being able to create doesn't necessarily mean, okay, I have to be totally goal-oriented and do this and do that. And as women, we know we can multitask. So going beyond, conquering or managing linear time and space is something that women do naturally. They're not limited by having to be linear. But the world as we have seen it in the Piscean Age has been defined by the mentality of linear time and space. Okay, you're born, then you have to set goals, you have to go to school, X, Y, and Z, and then you die. Well, we're talking about as creator beings mastering these nine dimensions, these nine frequencies, moving into the tenth dimension, spinning the tenth dimension, that we, as we go beyond 3D, we're not thinking about you're born and then you die, which has been the cultural mentality. What we do is we're thinking about we're born and then we're ascending. And we're ascending by activating our light beings, by activating all 9, 10, 11 bodies into mastery. So we're moving into merging our physical bodies with our yogic 10, 11 bodies, 11 body being the master, moving into mastery so that we're activating our light bodies. Now we're not bound down by 3D, so now we actually move into literally immortal creator beings. That's the possibility, ascended beings. That's the possibility that we're embracing at this time, moving into 2012. And then we've got, of course, the fourth dimension, which is the matrix or the collective mind of the planet. And that's the fourth dimension is where when we come from the higher frequencies, everything's unity consciousness. Everything's one. Everything's light. It's not, and as light splits into this, the planetary energies, the planetary fields, and as we're born into physical forms, there, we are, so to speak, polarized, day, night, light, dark, you know, born, unborn, good, bad, all these things. But what's happened when people are just stuck in the first four dimensions is polarity becomes duality. So then people start to take a position about just the fact that the way the earth is set up is based on polarity. So, you know, body, don't have a body. Everything that you see. But when people take a position about, polarity, it becomes duality. Like, you know, my cause is good, your cause is bad. My beliefs are good, your beliefs are bad. And that's what creates war. And war is what creates destruction on the planet. And the destruction of the planet and the violence and aggression against the planet and against each other is people getting stuck in the first four dimensions. Once people start getting into the fifth wave of consciousness, that's the unity consciousness, that's the heart. When people can actually open their hearts and experience love, they can go beyond having a position. It's like when you love a child, you're not in a position about you know, loving that child. Like the child cries, the child falls down, you soothe them. The child does something that irritates you. You may not like it, but you don't decide, okay, just because that child, you know, did something, it doesn't mean that I don't love them. So that's the hard energy. So that doesn't really happen. That consciousness doesn't happen until the fifth dimension, until 5D. And a good way, we know as practicing yogis, of course, a good way to get into that consciousness is to practice conscious breathing, pranayama, because that activates the frontal lobe of the brain, which is where people develop their consciousness. Without a frontal lobe, beings aren't conscious of their consciousness. They're not conscious of who they are. So human beings have a special part of their brain, the frontal lobe, which is developed through conscious breathing, through controlling their breath, through pranayama. Then we move into the sixth dimension, which is sacred geometry. And this is where you, as the visionaries, the architects of the new frequencies, anchoring in the new grid, the flower of life grid, that's the sacred geometry. Yoga is sacred geometry. It's science of angles, arms up at 60 degrees, breath of fire. That's sacred geometry. Yoga aligns us with sacred geometry. Yoga is a living mandala. So when you do yoga and put your body in certain positions, you are your own living mandala. So that's the sixth dimension. So these are all the dimensions as creator beings that we work with to move into creation, to move into co-creation. Once we can work with all these dimensions, then we can activate all of our bodies, our light bodies, and move into the ascension frequencies. And this is our opportunity that's coming in 2012. The seventh dimension is sound. So sound is what we work with when we meditate every week, the Rama Dasa. So any mantras, sacred mantras that you do, literally bring sounds, really sacred sounds like mantras, really bring into being. We're literally singing frequencies, singing energies into being. We're giving them life. And you think about when you go into a restaurant and you order something. When you say, okay, I want a salad, or I want, you know, whatever it is you want to order, I want tea or something. It's because you've given form to that things come to you. Well, with the sacred sounds, you actually create the form with the sounds. And we've actually been creating the flower of life grid with our sounds. Each week, we make it stronger and stronger. Moving into the eighth dimension, and this is the divine, the mind of God. So the mind of God actually has 25 qualities, which we'll continue to go into more. But the first quality of the qualities of the mind of God, or also called the unified field in quantum physics, the first quality is total potential of natural law, fields of intelligence, which are gravity, electromagnetism, strong interaction, which holds the nucleus of an atom together, and weak interaction, which is responsible for transmutation of elements and things falling apart. So there's 25 different elements that are have to do with the eighth wave or the eighth dimension. And we are in the eighth wave, the galactic wave right now. So this is really a time for people to get aligned with the divine mind, the quantum field. And really, as I said when we started with putting certain qualities into the field at the beginning of the call, this is the time for people to align their finite minds with the infinite mind. So the qualities of the unified field, or the mind of God, are the infinite field. And the second one is infinite organizing power. So when you think about there's something that you want to manifest, and you put your thought into the field, like the flower of life grid, it goes out, the law of attraction, and finds other thought forms that match that vibrationally. And then like a magnet, you pull that back to you. So that's the second quality. We don't have to do everything by ourselves. We don't have to figure out how things are going to happen. How many times have you thought about something that you wanted, and it didn't happen at all? the way that you thought it was going to happen. But yet, it happened. So that's an example of infinite organizing power, of this unified field that we live in. We live in the mind of God. And as creator beings, the more we understand that and align with it, then we can actually work with. We can actually work with it. So that's the wave that we're in right now, understanding the world that we live in, understanding the infinite world that we're connected to beyond our own finite mind. So we are in the galactic underworld, according to the Mayans, to put a name on it. And then the ninth wave that we'll move into, as I said, March 9th, 2011, is time cycles, the completion of creation, the center of the universe, the Milky Way galaxy. So in the ninth dimension, we're moving into going beyond time and space, where we just rapidly have the ability to create. So that's why it's so important right now to work with balancing the masculine and feminine, going into if there's places where we feel powerless, or we are working with maybe women that feel powerless, or anybody that does, or empowering ourselves and empowering, bringing our gifts through and sharing with our friends and people around us, supporting people as they work through their life issues, how they can stay present to their own power in themselves, and how they can move forward in balancing their masculine and feminine to bring their gifts to the world. Because this is about us claiming the world, saying, yes, I am part of the earth. I'm here to claim the world as a creator being. I'm here to claim my peace. I'm here to claim my contribution. I'm here to be in service. I'm here to live in the world in an ecstatic way as a creator being. I'm here to complete my karmic, dharmic soul path. And I'm here to move into these divine frequencies. I'm here to move to merge my finite mind with the infinite mind. And the third quality of the unified field is fully awake within itself. So this is pure awareness, wakefulness, lively. Anything is possible through the quality of the field itself. The field is silent, but it's not dormant. And I love that. We're living in a living, breathing universe, and science has taught us that, hasn't taught us how in quantum physics, and now, of course, it's coming more and more into awareness, but how the observer changes, interacts with the world around them. And so this is what we're talking about when we're talking about the third quality of the mind of God, of the unified field. That we're interacting with a field that is alive, it's aware, it has a consciousness. The field itself that we live in has a consciousness, and it interacts with our consciousness. So it's silent but not dormant. In other words, we've got a silent partner here with the universe. And of course we all know that, and we're experiencing that more and more, but we're talking about having it really be more and more a visceral experience, that we're really co-creating with this unified field, with the mind of God. And as we align with these qualities, then we get more and more the knowledge and ability how to actually co-create from this pure state. So that's really a lot of information. And I want to go ahead and move into our meditation, and then we can share some more at the end of our meditation. So Rama Dasa, Sase Soham, from the base chakra, from the crystalline field at the center of the earth, all the way up to the crown chakra, and then back down. So go ahead, if you want, you can sit cross-legged, and the arms are bent at the sides, the palms are up over the legs. The arms are over your legs, and your palms are face up to receive. So you're receiving the infinite in this meditation.